Hello, this is Clay Boykin, and I am in search of the new compassionate male. This week, I had the wonderful chance to visit with Nick Tovey. Nick has just released his book entitled The Revolutionary Man, The Modern Man's Guide to Life, Love, and Enlightenment. And in parentheses, it says, whatever the F that means. It's up in both electronic format and paperback, and I found my copy on Amazon. Nick lives in Byron Bay, New South Wales, Australia. And this is the first part of a two-part episode where Nick tells us about his book. Let's pick up on that conversation.
Thing to recognize is that, you know, when we're talking about the younger generation and the millennials, it's important that for us to lay the foundations and to walk the path ahead of them, and also allow mm-hmm. them to walk their own path. Yes. and not tell them how to do it. And as you know, a lot of our sort of elder generations have done to us, and
yes.
and I think mm-hmm. it's, we have to recognize that the world that they're living and creating is very different to the one that we've done and we've yes. created. Yes. And, you know, we don't know what their world is like. And yes, there are certain aspects that we can support and offer guidance with. And definitely the book provides and that's been my intention, is to say, like, this is a map. It's not the territory. Yeah. This is the map that is going to help you navigate life, and it may look very different to mine and the next guy that reads the book, but it's not the territory. You need to take the steps. You need to walk the fucking walk, and yours is going to look different to mine, and I bless you on your path.
Oh, I love that you said that. I'm sitting with that one.
I am too. Likewise, and I love that because it really requires me. It takes me out of any victimhood and puts mm-hmm. me right into the space of that I get to show up.
Totally. And that's such an important posture to hold for oneself, is recognize that, you know, I have the power. I have the ability to make the choices that are going to create this life that I get to live. It's not something that I'm handed or that I'm restricted in. It really is up to me in every moment. And, you know, this is, thank goodness, this was the realization I made for myself back then, when I was in that place where I was broken, and I recognized I needed to take charge. I needed to not succumb. And of course, I had moments where I was very much in my victim state.
Of course.
But I recognized that I didn't want to stay there.
Can you go deeper into the book?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
When did it come out?
The book was released on the 21st of December.
So it's just out.
2020, so just out. I initially released it just on Kindle version on the 20th of December. I'm having the paperback official launch, even though it is available, as you mm-hmm. know. I'm having the official launch of that next Monday, Australian time.
Oh, congratulations. Mm. Wow. Well, and I got it on Amazon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got it overnight. It came overnight.
Really?
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. Thank you for buying it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't the first.
Definitely not. But yeah, how tell me, how is it? Yeah.
I immediately saw that there's a foundation of commonality, you know, mm-hmm. so I'm going to compare how you're doing it to mm-hmm. how I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. there's a real commonality and compatibility with how we approach it. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I wanted to know was, is this, you know, I call it, you know, trying to break into the guy to get him into his heart. Mm. And I don't see that being the way you're approaching it. And that's not the way I'm approaching it.
I guess for me, as you would see in the book, so that the model that I use, which I call the pillar of potency, is the four-tiered progression. Yeah. So we start at the foundation, which is presence. And ultimately, presence is about being connected to our moment-to-moment experience as we're experiencing life in our body. And so what am I feeling in my sensations? What am I experiencing in my emotional realm? What are my thoughts? How am I being driven by my environment, or how am I responding to my environment? You know, being connected to my body, deeply connected to my body, because of course that's how we experience life, is through our body. Yeah. And of course this is this is often the biggest challenge a lot of men face, is being connected to their body, because they're so focused and taught to be up in their mind, to be very cerebral and analytical, and looking at the world through the lens of analysis rather than experience. So what I, you know, that for me is the first place we want to get to, is, okay, get out of your head and into your body. How are you, what are you feeling? And it's amazing. It's always amazing to me when I ask somebody to do that, they give me a description from the mind. It's so far from their realm of experience that they don't even know how to do it.
They don't have the vocabulary.
They don't have the vocabulary, but also the connection. It's like, you know, if I just sit right now and notice, it's like, okay, there are so many sensations I can feel in my body. And you know, even just from the pressure of the chair that I'm sitting on my legs and my bum, you know, it's like that is, I'm present to that. I'm in my body. I'm connecting to that. Or I'm feeling an itch on my left shoulder. But most of us are going through life not being aware of actually what's going on in our body in the moment.
So true. Well, so that's the foundation.
Uh-huh. So that's presence. That's the first tier of the pillar of potency. And from there, we move up to power. So power is how with what gifts and qualities and strengths and values do I create life on my terms? How do I show up in life fully connected to my deep authenticity? And how do I penetrate life from a place of deep presence? So this is the important point, is as we progress up the pillar of potency, we take the previous layers with us. We don't forget presence, we bring it with us up into power. So if I'm fully deeply connected to my sense of passion, sense of power, then where am I creating life from that place?
I really like when you said, you know, power, and associating that with deep authenticity. That's the source of true power. I really like how you said that.
So I use, let me try and remember the quote, but in the beginning, the opening quote of the chapter on power is a beautiful quote by Viktor Frankl, which is one of my favorite quotes of all time.
I love Viktor Frankl. I bet you I know what it is here.
Yeah. Would you like to read it for me?
I will. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of human freedoms. The freedom to choose his own attitude in any given set of circumstances. To choose his own way.
Isn't that power?
Oh, it is. And God bless Viktor Frankl.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. From the book Man's Search for Meaning, definitely essential reading for anybody who wants to understand their place in the world a little more. And comes from a man who, you know, he wrote this book from his experience in the concentration camps in the Second World War, where you would imagine freedom is the least thing that you would ever connect with, and power through that sense of freedom. But his experience was finding, in whatever moment he could, in whatever way he could, was the sense of a connection to himself and the recognition that he gets to choose how he responds to this moment. And no one can take that away from him, as he says in the quote.
It's such a powerful message coming from his presence. It was so, you know, when I was just beginning to get conscious, beginning to wake up, Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning, and Joseph Campbell. Those were two cornerstones for me. And of course it blossomed from there.
But
okay, so one, two, what's...
So then from power we go up to passion. So this is where we come up into the heart. So what I think, and it'd be interesting to get your perspective on this from you know, the search for the compassionate man. What I sense is the heart, the realm of the heart, is of course a beautiful place to be, and it's also a place where we can, you know, it's the realm of the poet, of the artist, of the activist, And what I also see a lot of and have experienced in my own life is how that can very quickly burn me out and lead to insanity. when being in the heart and utterly consumed by the heart, by that fire of passion, if I don't have my deep connection in presence, it'll burn me to a crisp. So again, as I mentioned before, we hold that deep to our connection to presence. We connect with our sense of power and authenticity, and how I want to, you know, what are the guiding strengths and qualities that want to burst through my life, and how do I bring that up into the heart and find my heartbreak from that place, where I'm deeply grounded in presence, connected to my power, and fully allow myself to meet life with my heart wide open.
Yeah.
No matter how fucking painful it is, because it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got another hour I could go into that. Well, and then so then after passion.
After passion, we move. So one of the primary desires of passion is finding that place that brings a tear to our eyes. So it's like, you know, what is the cause in the world that makes me cry, that hurts me? What is the thing that pisses me off, that really pisses me off? And so then we move up to purpose. So purpose is the realm of, you know, what is your life for? What is this life that you've been gifted? How can you bring this into the world in a way which is deeply grounded in your passion, deeply connected to your power, and rooted in presence? Yeah.
That's so true. That's so true. I, you know, right there between purpose and passion was where my break was. I knew what my passion was, but I was denying my purpose. And at 53, I found myself with a mystical experience that ended up with a quintuple bypass, heart attack. I had burned my candle at both ends, climbing the wrong ladder, because that's what I was supposed to do, like we talked earlier. And it basically cost me my life at that point. But it was also at that point that I found the most incredible peace, realizing what was happening to me. There was no fear, and there was this awakening that set me on the journey that I am. So I really like how you've positioned this, because I said that's where I was. So it's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think an important point that we can make in this, and like I said, it's really important to come back to the fact that this is, we can't just focus on one of these tiers without the others. You know, it is a transcend and include model, where we need to move upwards through the pillar, and we can't focus on purpose and then hope to get presence later.
It's all integrated.
Exactly. It's an integration model. And of course, we can have moments where we are more aligned to purpose or passion or power or whatever it is at that moment, but they all need to work together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if we're, and I think this is one of the mistakes a lot of men make, is this belief that our role in the world is purpose, and is to be a good, to be someone that provides something to the world, and there's and nothing else, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my ultimate goal as a man in the world, is to be a good provider, to be successful, to be engaged in a career pursuit that makes me something.
Yep. Yeah. Nailed me. And,
yeah, yeah. And you and a gazillion other men, yeah. And,
right.
And of course, I've been there myself, and it's how many men have gone through that experience, you know, often in midlife, where it's like, what the hell have I been doing all these years?
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting all of my energy into this career pursuit that does not give me anything back. Yeah, it may pay me well. It may give me some sense of status and an identity, but it's all paper on the wind. It doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah. And I so love how, I mean, going back to your true power is in your authenticity.
Mm.
Goodness, if I had known, you know, things would have been different. I appreciate how you expressed that.
Mm, mm. Mm. And, you know, this idea of power, to come back to power, it's got a bit of a bad rap, this idea of power, particularly masculine power.
Right.
Yeah. And so we've been, I guess, you know, as a sort of flow on effect of the women's movement and the idea that patriarchy is bad, and of course there's absolute truth in that, and yet that's not what we're talking about. Power is like we said, it is freedom and power are like two snakes intertwined. They go together. You know, we cannot have full freedom without power, and vice versa. And to be able to be free in myself, to express myself, my truth, my authenticity, and without apology, without editing,
mm-hmm.
without dumbing it down, that's true power.
Mm-hmm.
And power in itself, and I talk about this in the book, is often what we see as power in the world is coming from this place of scarcity, where there's only a certain amount of power to go around. So I'm going to get it all for myself and take it away from you.
Yeah.
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 Where power, true power, is about sharing. It's in absolute abundance. There is an infinite amount of power. I was just going to say,
yes, yes.
And so power is about how can I lift you up?
Yes.
You know, rather than how can I put you down? Which is, of course, the fear-based, scarcity-based power that we so often see in the world, which isn't power at all.
So well said.
Mm.
So well said. Well, I rest assured I'm going to go through the book with my pencil and my highlighter and just really absorb it. And mm. I so appreciate everything that you've shared.
Well, thank you so much, Clay. It really has been such a... I've really enjoyed it.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.